with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Snow and bitter cold will descend on much of the nation late this weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says the cold will be just as bad as the snow.
The Arctic air that's going to be coming south from Canada is really going to be some of the coldest air of the season, and it's going to be coming down over many areas of the central and eastern United States. And it's really going to be just the nature of the cold air, the fact that it's going to be some of the coldest air of the season, and being characterized by temperatures that are going to be below zero.
Donald Trump's inauguration is being moved indoors because of the cold weather. The president-elect will take the oath of office from inside the Capitol Rotunda Monday. Due to forecast of intense cold weather, the weather forecast for Washington with the wind chill factor could take temperatures into severe record lows. Also at SRNNnews.com, President-elect Donald Trump has yet to take office, but his influence already is rippling through state capitals. The story from Bernie Bennett.
Republican governors have announced Trump-themed policies on immigration, crime, and anti-diversity initiatives in states including Florida, Missouri, Tennessee, and West Virginia. Others have imitated Trump's Department of Government efficiency by creating their own panels aimed at shrinking state government. Some Democratic governors are also tapping into themes Trump used to get elected, such as New York's governor proposing tax cuts and public safety changes. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Some of the same Donald Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol 4 years ago are allowed to return to Washington Monday to celebrate his return to the White House. An Associated Press review of court records found that at least 19 defendants charged with or convicted of joining the January 6, 2021 riot have asked federal judges for permission to attend Trump's second inauguration. Most of them can go, several others cannot. You'll find more news online at srnnews.com. Good news for pro-life groups in Canada, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The resignation of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and an order for new elections has killed all current bills on the agenda for the Canadian Parliament. That includes a measure promoted by Trudeau that would have stripped tax-exempt charitable status from any pro-life organization or Christian ministry that advocated against abortion. Meanwhile, pro-lifers are hoping the Conservatives will win in the Canadian elections, ending years of liberal hostility toward the unborn. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Mexico Supreme Court has struck down abortion restrictions by conservative cities and counties at the request of the state attorney general. The unanimous opinion reinforces the state's reputation for having some of the most liberal abortion laws in the country. New Mexico has also become a major destination for women from pro-life states who are determined to end their pregnancies. In September, construction began on a state-funded abortion clinic in the southern part of the state. This is SRN News. Hawaii is getting tough on fireworks.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green is proposing a range of new penalties to crack down on people who flout the state's firework laws. His announcement comes after a fireworks explosion at a Honolulu home on New Year's Eve killed four people and injured about 20 others. The potential new measures include $300 tickets police could issue to those who shoot off fireworks and Class A felony charges and decades in prison for people whose use of fireworks leads to serious injury or death. John Scott reporting.
The price of Bitcoin topped $100,000 again early Friday as a pumped-up cryptocurrency industry expects early action by Donald Trump when he's sworn in as president next week. Trump has vowed on the campaign trail to take steps in early in presidency to make the U.S. into the crypto capital of the world, promising including creating a U.S. crypto stockpile and crypto czar. This is SRN News.